we would like to thank our kind sponsor at RNAReset.com for sponsoring this session, Fireside Chat with guess who? Your favorite, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Please know that this broadcast was recorded live in front of a recorded studio audience. Hey, Dr. Dean, welcome to this week's special edition of Fireside Chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
What are we going to talk about this week?
We're talking about the Royals. Everything's about the Royals this evening, darling. And we've pinpointed it from Essex, and we've got Barbara finally going to Eureka. Told her where to go to see what's going on out at the island so she can finally put some stoppers in some of them globs that she's been hemmed up with for so long. And Renee's back and doing real good. It's very pleasurable to hear from her again. She's been here all along, but she's catching up. So it's all good. But specifically this night, we want to ask some questions and we want to figure out some details and some points of orders regarding lineage, royal order, the Queen Mother, Leopold, and specifically its effects, causal effects of RNA drops.
Well, all that means to me is just that the RNA drops are generational. That's what makes them powerful. It's got nothing to do with the live body royalty, as far as I'm concerned.
And here's where we'll add, and as far as the banter here, this is what the royals were looking for, trying to perfect their bloodline. Before they became the hemophiliacs. Now, we're not talking about the Torchwood version of the hemophiliac issue, although we have nothing against the oil from the kissing tree. We have nothing against that, however. This is about the quest. All of tonight so far has been about the quest. Everybody that's been on has been about a quest. They're trying to figure out electricity. They're trying to figure out bloodlines. They're trying to figure out destiny. They're trying to figure out all these, figure it out, all these, figure out all these, figure out all the, uh-oh, the needle phone on the Victrola again. So, since this seems to be the moniker, pardon the pun, tell us now about the royal RNA in you as you take these things, this stuff. We don't even know the right word to describe it. You may have better words. We love your words because it moves mountains, your words do. This stuff that you take in your mouth. Can you tell us a little bit about the way to do it? Number one, let's just start at itch. If you were going to be tricked into taking this ascension thing and you embraced it, is there a specific way you would go about it, Dr. Dean, that would be most pleasurable?
I mean, you preambled there. So my preamble is that people have been looking for the Fountain of Youth, the Ponce de Leon. They've been knowing that they can be eternal and think they have to take some action to do that. What you've been telling us, or what you started to tell us, was that we're gods, we can just know that, and we can ascend. But then when nobody really jumped on that bandwagon, we decided, Bob and me and Ion, to go ahead with this D-cell formula and create something, and people could take this, and by default, they could ascend. So that's very briefly how it all began.
That would be basically, in our version, a force majeure of ascension. You're forcing the issue.
Right, and, you know, on my end, I guess it was out of a sense of frustration, but not even knowing I was frustrated, not even knowing something would be created. But when you go to the hindsight position and see that all along I've been trying to encourage people to express their gifts, I always saw the best in a person. But it came to the point where I just you know, I never did, and I wouldn't try to talk someone into taking better care of themselves. I just give them information. But that really didn't go over so well. It's gotten more and more difficult for people to take their own action. They have a lot of reasons why, you know, arguing for their limitations, that they just have been on too many drugs, had too much surgery, have too much stress, have too much responsibility, have no money, all the excuses. So I guess part of why I dove into this, unbeknownst, was just to, okay, fine, then we'll just make something, give it to you. But probably it's like when I did the REMAG, you do it for selfish reasons. I did it for myself. It's like Bob and I wanted to have the D cell. We wanted that water purification, and then the RNA drops came out of that. So anyway, the RNA drops with the different levels of ion being involved, and Joe Dunn Sloan having given us the formula decades ago, and it all came to a good pivotal point when, you know, one of the first questions we asked Ion was, okay, help us make the D-cell. And it's, how many years later, Bob, are we? 5 years later, oh my gosh. And we've been taking the drops for over 3 years. And as I heard Renee say earlier, her mother thinks that they're too sour. Well, I mean, when I first took the drops, they tasted like tobacco to me. They tasted like dirt and tobacco. And I immediately thought, oh, I guess I'm trying to detoxify the smoking that my father had done when I was a kid. And that's the thought that came to me. The whole experience with me and with the RNA drops is that I know they are something special because Ion has told us they are. I know they're special because I feel different on them. Each new batch tastes different. We've now got the white substance that we call the white stone drifting out of the RNA drops. If you put your RNA drops in a clear bottle and don't leave it in the blue bottle, then you'll see this layer. I mean, I have a big Reebok bottle, so I've got like 3/4 of an inch of this white stuff. This is a creation. If you take some barley sprouts and do anything to them, you're not going to get white stuff. There's something being created here. You know, we're doing all the testing and the microscopy and everything to document this eye cell that's being created in the RNA drops. It's a unique, patentable substance. Bob got Ion to tell us that it's from another world, and it may very well be. We're at a level in our evolution that we can devolve if we want to, or we can continue to evolve. And I choose to think that RNA drops are one of the ways that we're evolving.
Carolyn, I have been online in the last 4 weeks, and there's a few people that I want to send information, and a lot of the testimonials are gone. There's one person that I want to send it to, and I want to talk about the RNA drops and cancer. So how can you maneuver me to where I need to send them the information?
At this point, you go to Ginny's site, 2012rnaradio.com. Ginny has a lot of incredible YouTubes. She's got audio. She's got a lot of the testimonials there right in the top bar. It has RNA drops testimonials. You'll find just dozens and dozens of testimonials and YouTubes that you can send along to people, and it's a beautiful little site.
Yeah, I did find that site, but it seemed to be less than before.
Yeah, of course it's less than. It all got totally blown up. So you make do with what we have until, I was just going to say, Ginny is creating another site where she and Melody Rhodes are going through the year and a half of my Monday shows, and excerpting all the testimonials from those shows. And I think there's something about it. You can type in a word and you'll be able to jump to a testimonial.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
And I went to one interview. It was like an hour interview. And I typed my sister and said, this will give you a great introduction to Carolyn Dean and what she is talking about. That was received very well. And then I had another person that's a little bit more hesitant. So I'm going to probably do the same thing. But it was a really
right.
good interview.
I kind of just basically say to people, because I don't promote it a lot, and, you know, maybe I should, because week by week I find out how incredible the RNA drops are, but I tell people sample bottle.
Well, and the one I direct them to is the magnesium one. It's awesome. Mother's doing so well. She's like, I haven't taken it for 3 days, and I understand that this is a good thing. So that made me feel good, but again, I had to teach her, take this stuff and do your business.
The REMAG is a great entry point for people into the whole completement line, but we do want people to get to the RNA drops, and as I was saying, that's why we have the sample bottle. It's only $14.99. If you order your REMAG, just pop one in and give that to friends or family to try. To me, that's the best way for someone to get a feel for it. And it's kind of on an intuitive level.
Exactly.
When people read a bit about it or just hear about it, they say, okay, I'm going to take that. And that's all we ask for. I don't know that we're going to be doing big media pushes, because it's just for whoever will.
But I found that the people that I talk to are more willing to listen to the magnesium stuff than the RNA drops, because that's a little bit of a different perspective.
And if you're interested in educating people, you just say, start with the RNA drops. You'll see how amazing that is, and then move to the other products because they're even more amazing, and just leave it like that. I mean, you can't be responsible, as you know, for other people's health.
I wrote down here all the prescriptions my mother is taking. She's taking lovastatin at 40 milligrams. That's for cholesterol. And levothyroxine, that's for thyroid. And then something else for heart attacks and strokes. And she did have a stroke back in the Thanksgiving area. And then an antidepressant. I talked to Ion, and I'm going to up her magnesium and then give her some Relight. I just really wanted to wean her off all this crap. It's really hard because she is from the depression era. Oh, you have a pill? I'll take care of it.
Yeah. I know. I'd like to really interview some of these you know, mothers and fathers about what they really think these pills are doing, and if are they looking at it, at what Marcus Welby or Dr. Kildare are? Do they imagine that these are doctors sitting in their living room and patting them on the arm and saying, "Oh, just take this, dear, it'll be okay"? I mean, don't they get it that they have side effects with these drugs?
No, you got it. It's Quaaludes. Mother's gonna help her.
Yeah,
mother, you're crazy, girl, but I'll take it anyway. She believes me, but yet she doesn't believe me. And the whole thing is that I have to put her pills in her little pocket things, and then I always gave her the magnesium with a little tea, and now she's doing that on her own. So now I want to amp it up, well, like twice a day. But she's still got the... The prescription drugs are, they tell me it's good.
I know, and it's kind of the easy way out for a lot of people to just leave it to the doctor to tell them what to do.
Yeah, and you don't have to own it after that.
Maybe that's part of it, they just haven't been taught that they can take responsibility for their own health. I've got a testimonial somewhere I think it was a 92-year-old woman. She was a cousin of somebody who started her on Remag for her blood pressure, and she was on a couple of medications, and she just finally decided that she was going to get off them because she was feeling so much better on the Remag, and she did, and her blood pressure kept improving. The unfortunate thing with being on more than two, well, even sometimes one medicine can do you in, but being on several medications, they're definitely going to be draining your magnesium. So it's almost a losing battle trying to get enough in you to overcome the drugs and then to treat the condition.
I had heard you a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, we don't have the magnesium coming in. These people are going to die. And I'm like, what the hell is that about? But then after I listened to several conference calls that you had, I'm like, I completely understand that. These people, that's what's keeping them alive.
I don't know how it came about, but I ended up getting several clients who had to be on intravenous magnesium. They have such bad bowel conditions that they can't take any magnesium by mouth, so they had to be on these permanent lines in their arm or their neck to get several times a week a dose of magnesium. And they still felt wretched, and they would get blood clots and infections from the permanent lines. And and they're off their IVs now, just doing the Remag. But the way they're doing it is they're putting a whole day's dose, which for people who are really magnesium wasters, they need about 4 or 5 teaspoons a day. You've probably heard me say they put it in a liter bottle of water and sip the Remag and Relight together through the whole day. That's the best way.
As far as the RNA drops with my mother, I was telling Ion that she just thinks they're way too sour. So is it okay that I just put a few drops in with the Relight and the magnesium, and then she drinks?
It would be better, Renee, just to put it in an ounce or two of water and just tell her it's like sauerkraut. It's like, you know, hasn't she tasted vinegar before? And
oh, yeah, we're German.
Tell her it's a fermented product. It's fermented barley. So,
and make it 15 minutes from food.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. You don't take it with food.
Right. Put it in a tablespoon of water and say, get over yourself, Mom. You know, it's just like sauerkraut.
Or put it in the water and don't tell her. Okay, here's a question that fits this topic. Madeline says, Bob, if the Queen Mother is ascended, why would she take RNA drops? People don't understand, Carol, that the drops enhance you no matter where you are on the scale of transformation. Ion has always said the ascended crave the drops because they enhance reality somehow. So it's not based on your health or where you think you are or retrieving some modicum amount of health. It is for a new kind of sustenance, a new kind of nutrition that's multi-level.
Well, think if what Ion keeps saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. And what we're banking on is that the RNA drops are going to help us see these crazy, anomalous things that are coming. It's part of the new environment, and we are part of it.
Well, just taking the RNA drops, a couple drops, help someone? I mean, will they be able to ascend if they just take
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
For you guys, are
I know,
ridiculous.
And Carolyn,
okay.
I wish I could tell her who cares, but she just doesn't get it.
Did your mother work for the CIA, Renee?
Absolutely, next to you, Bob.
Ion, did you want to say something in there?
We do.
Yeah.
Rip it, Ion.
Typically, we would not expend 1 ounce of energy regarding little people who are in a little path of a short walk off a long pier to de-ascend or maintain their less than-ness. We would never help or subjugate them to another opportunity to be less than.
I know, Ion, but you always said, child is here for the adult.
Okay. So now we're going to give you a conclusion. Because of the difference in her world and her life, Does she have a belly button?
Absolutely.
Take 10 drops, put it inside her belly button. Let it stay there. We'll do a transdermal way.
Well, what is doing the Renew in that way?
You certainly could, but you're doing Renew, we say put it at the base of the skull. First,
base of the
skull. Torso.
Right. Someone was telling me the other day that when he opens his Renew, he'll just sniff not the actual substance, but the molecules in the air, kind of sniff them in, and he says it clears his head. It just wakes him right up and gets him all snappy and alert.
My knee was bone to bone, and I brushed some Renew on it.
We know this guy got it, too.
Her last name is Bone, Sue Bone. And
well,
what did you do, put Renew on your knee?
Yeah, when I was born in 1960, my right leg was bent at the knee, and my foot was at my hip. And the other leg was bent around and brought up to the hip. I actually remember being in the hospital when I was 2 years old. It was catastrophic. And then I got regressed, and I went in, and the doctor was there, and the nurse was there, and he turned around and said, well, I hope this works. And I'm like, yeah, it better work. And she was really nice.
This is when you were 2 years old?
I was like a day old. When I got older, in my early 6 years old, I could outrun anybody. But I was fucked up. I came out of the birth canal, and my legs were just almost tied around my neck.
Wow.
You know, when I looked at that doctor, I said, bullshit. And I could outrun everybody in my school up until I was 14 years old.
What's interesting about the knees is that they're like a subservient position. So you just, what you did was just say, no way, that's not going to be me.
Yeah.
You denied that. Very good.
So, Ion, what happened to Renee when she got regressed?
She got digressed.
So did I take my power when I was 2 days old?
You're making it about power, and it's not about power. It's not about it. Because if you were taking your power, if you'd taken your power, you damn sure wouldn't be asking anybody. You'd have it.
I was in my power, so I don't need to ask you.
Right.
Well, it's not about that question. It's not. We're not chiding you for asking the question. We're just saying, what could possibly be that predicated outcome other than, yes, I did. You don't know, then you didn't.
Hey, well, Jessica says, Ion, do you have any personal information or insights for me regarding how I can prevent having any more seizures moving forward? Is there anything else I should be doing other than what I'm already doing? That's Jessica out in the wilderness.
More protein.
More protein, Jessica.
And if you do more protein, it means more magnesium. And maybe even more realigned for detoxing. When you said we were doing the RNA drops 30 minutes ago, I pulled up my notes on RNA words from Ion, where, you know, over the whatever 1,000 pages I have on the sessions, there was a section where you were talking about you can be miserable and you can engage RNA drops and draw even more misery to you. It can make you be a more powerful, bitter. This is not because of vibration. It's because it makes your antenna stronger. If you become more than you are and you don't increase your magnetism, then you will get fatter to compensate for the lack of magnetism. So there's a mouthful.
Why would you get fatter?
To compensate for a lack of magnetism, like the topic was adjusting your body from a standpoint of vibration or magnetism. So Ion is saying one of the two will adjust or there is never a change. So when you take the RNA drops, you can stay in your misery and just get more miserable, or you can change your vibration or your magnetism and make them work for you. And then the last sentence there, if you become more than you are and you don't increase your magnetism, then you will get fatter to compensate for the lack of magnetism.
Can you define more of what magnetism means?
Polarity.
So you want to increase your polarity. Can you give an example?
Yeah. Sometimes people do it like with copper.
Okay.
In a grounding conversation, you had that earlier.
Copper anklet or bracelet?
Yeah, sometimes people put a piece of copper under their bed. Like under the mattress, on your feet.
Under the mattress by your feet?
Yes.
It's not like a way of thinking. It's actual physical using a metal like copper. Oh,
there's
one
way.
Okay, what's another way?
Another way is, and some people that suffer from ketone acidosis have an extreme position of lack of polarity, magnetism, as it were. You're eating yourself inside out. So you change to the astringent side, which changes the whole way the body processes.
If they have acidosis, you would change. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part of it.
If you're eating yourself inside out. Now, Dr. Dean can tell you everything you want to know about ketone acidosis.
Dr. Dean, can you explain what acidosis is?
People who, is it a liver thing? People who are fasting. Let's look up these ketone bodies. Are produced by the liver from fatty acids during periods of low food intake or fasting or carbohydrate restriction. That's interesting, actually, because you know how many people are on the paleo diet now. So they're probably building up ketone bodies and making themselves acidic with that. What's Ion saying? People with ketone acidosis have a lack of magnetism, a lack of polarity, eating yourself inside out. So they're fasting, so they're eating their own body protein, and they don't have carbohydrates or protein or fat, so they have to use their reserves or just break down their own tissues for food. Ion, if people have an acidic pH, does that mean they have less magnetism?
It's a gauge, yes. There's a scale for acidosis that would also gauge ohmage of resistance of magnetism. You're talking about resistance.
What's interesting is what we're talking about is people kind of resisting the RNA drops. If they stick with a certain vibration or magnetism and don't change, then they'll just be stuck. It's almost like when you take the RNA drops, you have to be ready to make a shift. If you just stick with who and what you are and what you believe and all your opinions and beliefs, then it sounds like you're not going to get the benefits of the RNA drops. Let's look at this. That's not because of vibration. That's because it makes your antenna stronger.
If there's a level of lack or less thinness in your life, RNA drops will make that more predominant.
Mm-hmm.
If your life sucks, it'll make it more suckier if you're aware.
That's bullshit. That's not true. It makes people feel better, Ion. You're fucking things up.
No, that's why they're afraid to take it.
So they are aware.
You're saying these people know that the drops will make them feel bad.
No, we're saying the reason they resist it is because they're afraid to feel better.
If they take it, what happens to them?
They feel better.
And they object to that.
Then who's going to make their pills? Then who's going to draw their bath? Then who's going to tend to them? Then who's going to look after them?
They're just trying to get attention.
We don't want to be glib and say it quite like that. But yes, you're exactly right. But sometimes that's the case. But we just sort of sworn off little people. But Dr. Dean is of the opinion that we don't have that capacitation. We should provide and help the little ones.
No, no. We're providing, but, and yeah, I suppose we're helping a bit.
I have a question regarding the acidic pH. When you're gauging that, is that you're testing your urine to see the acidic pH level?
I think this is just like a generalized conversation. I don't find testing saliva or urine pH to be that helpful, but to me it's just interesting trying to put this together. What he's saying is iron will give an extreme. Ketone acid,
always.
He'll always go to the, you know, what would happen if this, you know, it's like the without fail or exception. He'll go to the extreme example. And ketoacidosis, that's in someone who is fasting. And there's a possibility, like I said, of the paleo people getting more acidic. And I don't think we can make any generalizations, but it's just interesting in trying to explain this, you know, vibration magnetism business.
Mm. Well, Ian, how would you talk about the drops, which is tonight's topic, without bringing the little people in?
Just like my mother. It's like she's like...
I'm not talking about your mother anymore. Hey, Ion, can you make this conversation interesting, Ion? You want to talk about the drops? Talk about them a new fucking way to make
here's
this fucking interesting.
Here's
otherwise, we're not going to do these chats. They're ruining the show. You're driving people away from the fucking audience.
It's really big deal, Bob.
Here's the way. Here's the point.
Don't take it personally.
You're drawn to the RNA drops when you engage them and you take them. When you do, your life gets better and it changes. You shift your world. That's the point. That's what your show should be about. It's about the ones who find it euphoric. Jesus said that the poor would always be with you. Okay, so you could have a show about why people can't afford to engage RNA drops for ascension. But seems better like a fool's errand after about 1 second, doesn't it? So the soul focus then becomes the ones that are thriving on your RNA drops.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Somebody just posted, William from Calgary says, Renew Vapor is the shit.
I hope that's a good thing.
I think he means a good thing. Renew Vapor is the shit. That's Canadian talk. Canadians compliment by saying things are shit. If it's the shit, that means it's great.
If it's saying something is the shiz or shit or anything is completely different than derogatory phrase shit, it's shit.
That's right. It's the shit. It's the good. So Ian's saying that we should discuss the RNA drops about what they do for people that are into having and acknowledging the effects.
Okay, I got to talk about this REMAG. I was having a seizure, put the REMAG on my skull directly, and the migraine pain that I'd had for 2 days straight, I could feel it dissolve and the little plates in my head just kind of shoo, and then all down my back. I mean, I was having...
All down your back, finish sentence, all down your back.
Oh, yeah, all down my back. It went all down my back. I mean, I knew that a migraine was turning into a seizure, compounding. All these symptoms were building and building. I'm doing all these, everything I can meditatively. And I put that REMAG on by the handful. Just like I was saying 2 weeks ago.
You did that lately? Did you do that lately?
2 weeks ago during pain.
Right.
I kept trying.
Okay. The question is, why didn't you put the REMAG on, whatever it was you put on, you know, within 10 hours or 4 hours? Why wait 2 days?
You know what? I don't know, Bob. It's really embarrassing to me to talk about seizures. When I feel one coming, there's a big part of me that just can't have it be part of reality or a possibility.
So you get distracted. Fighting and worrying about the thing that's coming. Yeah, you distract. You don't involve in fighting it off, and you forgot the solution. Now you won't forget. Now you won't.
Absolutely.
That's a good story. Next, wonderful statement about the spiritual effects of RNA drops.
But I don't think I will have to forget now either because tell myself I will have to forget because of the taurine effect. I didn't even know people legitimately took absence seizures as something that people might need help with.
Are you saying you're taking taurine?
I have been, with the Realign.
And it's working?
Oh, yeah. No, it's hugely different. I was off of it while the whole deal was going on.
Okay.
The separation. Right. And now I am on it again.
All right. Let's go forward. You're not taking it for that reason anymore. So, Ion, when I said to you a couple of weeks ago, what the fuck is that? Who's laughing? Is that someone laughing?
That was Ion.
Oh, okay. So, fuckface, Ion, when I was telling you a couple of weeks ago about how Ion is the thing that's affecting everybody, it's breaking through, it's glimpsing into this dimension, we're all getting sunburned by Ion. Let's talk about the ionic part of the RNA drops. You call it the iCell, but it's the non-physical ionic frequency, isn't it?
Define it.
You're some kind of substance that people get blissed out when they live in you. They die. They wall around in your bathtub, and they get blissed out. That bliss substance is leaking into anything associated with Dobbstown and is blissing people out.
Yes.
So note that, people. This is it's the effect of ion in this world. I think that what is this ion? You know, you want to ask about it? Now, I gave a definition about 3 hours ago. Ion's a bunch of electrons running around, which I may not have.
Oh, it's the electricity.
Yeah, the definition of electricity, and then I think ion added some aspect of it. I've run out of any ways of pursuing this topic. You can go back to your other topics now.
I know ion mentioned before that electricity is alive. Is that what you're referring to?
He said something a few hours ago. If he was a nice guy, if Ion was a bunch of nice people, they would repeat it, but he's going to fucking repeat it. So
no, and we'd like to thank all of our sponsors at RNAReset.com for providing this week's special fireside chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean.
We know who the fireside
you.
Chat's with. You have to keep rubbing it in.
Thank you, Ion.
I can't decide whether Ion's ruining my show or not with this fireside chat.
It's tit for tat. You always ruin my Monday night show.
Yeah.